कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जनवा गिरीवरधारी कपे जनवा गिरीवरधारी Saurananda, Dajajana Randana Saurananda, Dajajana Randana Saurananda, Dajajana Randana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari Yasodanandana Dajajanna Ranjana Yasodanandana Dajajanna Ranjana Jamunati Ravanachari Jamunati Ravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari Yasodanandana Dajajanna Ranjana Yasodanandana Dajajanna Ranjana Jamunati Ravanachari ब्राह्मण तेरा बनचारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 3, entitled The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan, text number 6 and 7. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapatantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Vishitarani Panchakalpa Trigrascha Kripa Sundrivyadacha Patitanam Pavanejo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
All right, text number 6. Sutam Mridekam Vapusha Krasantam. Krishvasana Bon Matitam Daritra.
Krishvasana Bon Matitam Daritra.
Amantritas tat tanayaya shesham.
Amantritas tat tanayaya shesham.
Tatva taranta puram abhivesha.
Tatva taranta puram abhivesha.
Translation. We'll do the next one. Responses. Translation. Narakasura, the son of Dhritri, the earth, tried to grasp the whole sky. And for this he was killed by the Lord in a fight. His mother then prayed to the Lord. This led to the return of the kingdom to the son of Narakasura, and thus the Lord entered the house of the demon. It is said in other Puranas that Narakasura was the son of Dhritri, the earth, by the Lord himself. But he became a demon due to the bad association of Bana, another demon. An atheist is called a demon, and it is a fact that even a person born of good parents can turn into a demon by bad association. Birth is not always the criterion of goodness. Unless and until one is trained in the culture of good association, one cannot become good. We could have a whole class on that association, so important. We'll read, continue on next verse, then we'll speak. text 7. Tatra hritastha naradeva kanya.
Tatra
hritastha naradeva kanya. Pujena drishtva harim artabandhum. Pujena drishtva harim artabandhum. Utaya sadyo jagruhu mahaprahasha.
Utaya sadyo jagruhu praharsha.
Utaya sadyo jagruhu praharsha. Vridanuraga prahitavalokai. Vridanuraga prahitavalokai.
Vridanuraga prahitavalokai.
Tatra hritastha naradeva kanya.
Tatra hritastha naradeva kanya.
Pujena drishtva harim artabandhum.
Pujena drishtva harim
Utaya sadyo jagruhu praharsha.
Utaya sadyo jagruhu praharsha.
Vridanuraga prahitavalokai.
Vridanuraga prahitavalokai.
I can chant, please.
Tatra
hritastha naradeva kanya. Tatra. Inside the house of Narakasura.
Inside the house of Narakasura.
Ahrita.
Kidnapped.
Ta.
Ta.
All those.
All those.
Naradeva Kanya.
Naradeva Kanya.
Daughters of many kings.
Daughters of many kings.
Pujena.
Pujena.
By the demon.
By the demon.
Drishtva.
Drishtva.
By seeing.
By seeing.
Harim.
Harim.
The Lord,
the Lord.
Artabandhum,
Artabandhum,
the friend of the distressed,
the friend of
the
distressed.
Utaya,
Utaya,
at once got up,
at once got up.
Sadya,
Sadya,
then and there,
then and there.
Jagrahu,
accepted
Praharsha,
joyfully
Vrida,
shyness,
Anuraga,
attachments,
Prahita Avalokai,
by eager glances.
Translation for partnership. Translation. There in the house of the demon, all the princesses kidnapped by Narakasura at once became alert upon seeing the Lord, the friend of the distressed. They looked upon him with eagerness, joy, and shyness, and offered to be his wives. Narakasura kidnapped many daughters of great kings and kept them imprisoned in his palace. But when he was killed by the Lord, and the Lord entered the house of the demon, all the princesses were enlivened with joy and offered to become his wives, because the Lord is the only friend of the distressed. Unless the Lord accepted them, there would be no chance of their being married, because the demon kidnapped them from their father's custody, and therefore no one would agree to marry them. According to Vedic society, girls are transferred from the custody of the father to the custody of the husband. Since these princesses had already been taken away from the custody of their fathers, it would have been difficult for them to have any husband other than the Lord himself. So this is the going on. Actually, we had discussion already on Friday about the Lord killing of Narakasura, who is the, as mentioned here, the son of Daritri, the earth. That is also mentioned to Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya took his form of Raha in the house of Murari. He manifested his form of Murari. He manifested his form of Raha to Murari Gupta. He said he gave some. He explained the situation that. This is from third chapter of the Madhyakand. It says, Sevakera droha mani sahitana paran putra yadi haya mora tatapi samharam. Putra katon apanara sevaka lagya mitya nahi kahi gupta sunamana diya. Said, I cannot tolerate the oppression of my devotees. I kill the oppressor even if he is my own son. I cut down my own son for the sake of my servant. I am not telling a lie. O Gupta, hear attentively. And next, this is text 46. Jekale karinumui prithivi udar hoyala chitira garba parshe amar. When I delivered the earth, this is in the form of Raha, he's speaking to Murari Gupta. When I was delivering the earth, she became pregnant by my touch. Hoyala naraka name putra mahabal. Apane putire dharma kahila sakal. I begot a powerful son named Naraka, and I personally instructed him on religious principles. Maharaj Hailena Amaranandana, Deva Dvija Guru Bhakta Karina Palana. My son became a great king, and he properly maintained the demigods, the twice born, the gurus, and the devotees. Deva Doshe Tahara Haila Dushta Sangha. Banera samsarge khaila bhakta drohe granga. By providence he fell, Deva Doshe, by providence, Tahara haila dushtab sangha, he got in bad association with Bana and began to take pleasure in oppressing the devotees. Sevakere hinsami na paron sahite katinu apana putra sevakara kite. I cannot tolerate the oppression of my servants, so I cut my own son to protect my servants. So this is the very instructive that the Krishna, how is Krishna's, here is the, in this verse he's described, he's called Artabandhu. He's, we have the, know in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about four people that surrender to him. One of those is the Artas. Arto Jigyasi or Artarti. Those who are distressed, if they're pious, they surrender to Krishna. So these queens, of course, they're daughters of kings. princesses, that is. They were in distressed condition, and because they were taking birth as princesses, you could understand they had some pious birth, they were pious. They immediately... Also, there are some other indications that Narad Muni came there and talked to them, told them about the glories of Krishna. This is one of the called Purva Rag, that one can hear, but just simply by hearing about Krishna, the gopis, they also had that developed attachment to him, some kind of feelings of separation by hearing about him. So Artabandhu, there's some other types of mentions of Artabandhu. Dhruva Maharaj, when he first was benedicted by the Lord with the Lord's touch, he also gave Vismaryate Krita Buddha Katam Artabandhu. Someone who is grateful, how can they forget you who are the friend of the distressed? And also Prahlad Maharaj, he says that Mudeshu Vaya Mahadanugraha Artabandhu, said foolish persons, Mudeshu Vaya Mahadanugraha Artabandhu, how can they not surrender to you when you're by receiving mercy from you? He's a friend of the distressed. Krishna is the friend of the distressed. Sometimes Dinabandhu is also called something like that. So anyway, this Narakasura, we have important example how he became bewildered by the bad association. Association is so important in our Krishna consciousness. It's actually described to be that, what is that? Krishna Janma Mulahoy Sadhusanga, Krishna Prema Mukya Anga. That again, that Krishna Prema Janme Teho Puna Mukya Anga. That Krishna consciousness, Krishna Bhakti, the Janma, the beginning of Krishna consciousness is mula hoy. The mula means the root or the cause of our development of Krishna consciousness is sadhu sangha and Krishna prema janma teho puna. Again, the importance of sadhu sangha is required for that development of Krishna prema. So many verses are there that sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Lava Matra. We have sometime mostly any devotee, Prabhupada had his association, had his darshan, can understand how that is possible, that only by a moment's association with such a great personality. And two times actually in Bhagavatam it says that you can't even compare that with you can't compare with any type of material benediction. That Tuliyama Lavenapi Na Swargam Na Punarbhavam, Swargam Na, you can't compare it with have attainment of heavenly planets or Apunarbhava, that liberation. Tuliyama Lavenapi, even just the moments of association. Na svargam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat sanghi sangasya, that the association is so much important. So we're come to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is a possible. This is one of the most important processes of devotional service, as stated by the Lord to Sanatana Goswami. Five different processes that. This sadhu sangha nama kirtan. First one is described, sadhu sangha nama kirtan bhagavat shravana. Because without sadhu sangha, how will we get the others? So important. So association, we have that association. Actually in the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described how Narad Muni is instructing Vyasadeva And Srila Prabhupada, in one of his purports, he thanks Narad Muni for appearing in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam in the fifth chapter. So this association, Srila Prabhupada pointed out sometimes, he said there's two different types. There's called Bapu and Bani. Bapu means the physical association, but Bani is the words. So the words, just like we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, these words, these are association with Bhagavat. This Bhagavat meaning that is which is in relationship with the Supreme Lord, Bhagavat. Bhagavat is the Supreme Personality of that Godhead, and Bhagavat is that which is in relationship. And that is also described by Lord Shiva to his wife, that Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, that the greatest of all type of worship is the worship of the Supreme Lord. But then he says, Tasmat Parataram Devi, that even greater than that worship is Tadiyanam. Tadiyanam is similar, just like Bhagavat, something in relationship. Tadiyanam, the Tulsi and Srimad Bhagavatam and the devotees. So Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with the narration not only of topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but with topics of his devotees and how they're engaged in their devotional service. Bali Maharaj, how he offered everything to Lord Vamana. Prahlad Maharaj, how he offered so wonderful prayers to the Lord. So this association is so important. Now, we were talking about the queens, the princesses, the daughters of the great kings, that is. They're talking here about the being, according to Vedic society, girls are transferred the custody of the father to the custody of the husband, and then to the custody of their, that is the prescription, the Srila Prabhupada quoted sometimes this Nastriyam Svatantratam Arhati, that the ladies, women, should not be given independence. So this is a part of the, actually the first time I looked up this verse, it says, first time he says that this is part of the Varnashram. So Varnashram, this is a part of, everyone has to be engaged in their particular physiological condition. And another place he says, the whole idea is that everyone should be given a chance to be liberated in this very life. So this is part of the process of Vedic culture, as he says here, according to Vedic society. So this is the very important point that we can't, Srila Prabhupada quoted this, I was thinking that sometimes there's sometimes duplications in folio, you look up folio, but I counted there was like 26 times he quoted this verse from the Manu Samhita. And practically, and every time he said that this is for their happiness, is because the spiritual master, the devotees, want everyone to be happy. That's also part of the Vedic system, that sarve sukhino bhavantu, that everyone should be happy. So this is part of culture, Vedic culture. By Vedic culture, everyone can be happy, and everyone can be get that chance to be liberated. So that is part of the training. Of course, Vedic culture, Varnashram system is very difficult to. We have our eco farm and how they're trying to develop some kind of mood for Varnashram Dharma and instituting how to do that. It's very difficult. Devotees have struggled with that because Srila Prabhupada said that the half of his mission was what he did wanted to establish is the Varnashram system. So it's very difficult. It can't be done overnight. It can't be artificial. Just like we've seen so many times in Vrindavan, artificially someone wants to imitate like Haridas Thakur or Rupa Goswami. And the result is not very good. So one has to understand, this is part of Rupa Goswami's prescriptions, Niyam Agraha, that accepting some rules and regulations without understanding their meaning or to not follow them. So one has to understand how to implement these Vedic injunctions according to time, place, and circumstance, according to one's qualification. One has to understand what qualification is. That is the very important system. Just like here, Narakasura, he was the son of the Lord, and he was killed by the Lord because of his bad association. So today there's also, I don't think it was announced maybe, but someone said at the end of the kirtans, Virabhadra Prabhu. This is the, Virabhadra Prabhu was the son, this is his appearance day today, that is. And he was the son of Nityananda Prabhu. He was accepted as incarnation of Kirodakshaya Vishnu. So it's his appearance day today. And he was also son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu is the Vishnu Tattva, he's the source of is Swayam Prakash, Lord Krishna's first expansion, Baladev. He's non-different than Baladev. So his son, Virabhadra Prabhu, he's accepted as Kirodakshaya Vishnu. Here we have kind of difference because Narakasura was the son of Lord Krishna, and he was killed by the Lord because of his bad association, whereas Virabhadra Prabhu was, is glorified as one of our acharyas. You glorify his Kirodakshaya Vishnu. So that is the that is by their qualification. We have to see what is one's qualification. Virabhadra Prabhu, he engaged in many wonderful pastimes. Now there's a class of devotees that are, they say that they're the family of Virabhadra Prabhu, but that is the, they have Nityananda Vamsa, and they also have Advaita Vamsa. So, again, just like Narakasura, he fell into bad association and he became a demon. So by association, we can see that the son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can become a demon or he can become a great devotee by that association. It's so important that Prahlad Maharaj says it's just like a crystal, that it reflects the light that one is shown on like that. So association. So I wanted to, there was some nice interesting information also I saw about the pastime that Krishna, he took his wife Satyabhama to this to kill this demon, Narakasura. So there's some different descriptions why he did that, because previously this Narad Muni had given this Parijata flower to Rukmini, one of Satyabhama's co-wives, Krishna's first wife. And so Satyabhama felt a little bit miffed about that. She wanted to have something She wanted to also to have some present from the Lord, very special flower that was Parijata flower, grows only in the heavenly planets. So Krishna, Sridhar Swami says that Krishna also wanted to give Satyabhama a novel experience by going to see this. Because what is it for Krishna to kill some demon? Of course, this demon, he was not an ordinary demon. I think Trivikram mentioned something about how he had stolen the earrings of Aditi, the mother of Lord Indra. He has stolen the Varuna's umbrella, and he has stolen one, it says the demigod's playground, Mani Parvat. Mani Parvat also means that it's probably some jeweled mountain like that. So Lord Indra came to Dwarka, and actually it's nicely described also in Gopal Champu, how Lord Indra came on his elephant Airavata with so many demigods. They were offering some prayers, and the denizens of Dwarka were seeing this. They saw a white cloud coming and making some rumbling sound. They said, no, it's not a cloud, this is Airavata. And they saw that it was a demigod, they were offering prayers. So they came very humbly at this time because he had some purpose to achieve, not like when he rained down on his Govardhan Leela pastime where he rained down on the devotees in Braj. But he came in a humble mood because he narrated all these different atrocities that Naraka has done. I probably stolen away these things. So Krishna thought he would take him that he would have to go and kill this demon, but he didn't. He also, that's another reason why he took Satyabhama, because Satyabhama, the earth is described as the expansion of Satyabhama. Daritri is the expansion of Satyabhama. And Krishna had promised that, he can't kill his own son very easily and without permission from his mother. So Satyabhama came this way in order to get that permission. Krishna, when Narakasura came and attacked him, of course Krishna came, it wasn't the ordinary, he doesn't fight with ordinary demons. This Narakasura had a big fortifications and described how, of course Krishna, this is an Assam. I don't think you mentioned that. It's Pragjyotishapur, yes. Now it's called Tejpur, from Pragjyotish Tej becomes Tejpur. Now it's called, still city is there, Pragjyotishapur in Assam, which is on the other side of India. We have Dwarka is on the far west side of India, and Assam in the far northeast. They have a temple there in Guwahati that we're setting up. A very nice place. We didn't get a chance to visit, but we've heard nice, that it's very beautiful. So Krishna took his Garuda. Actually, Krishna was in Dwarka that time. The demigods, according to Gopal Champu, the demigods enlisted Garuda on Krishna's behalf, because Krishna was not always riding on Garuda. Like Garuda is a carrier of Lord Vishnu. And Krishna is, of course, then when they brought Garuda there, Krishna sat down on Garuda, then he manifested two more arms. So he had four arms, and when Satyabhama saw this, she was a little bit embarrassed. She covered her face and started smiling like that. So anyway, when Krishna came there to Pragjyotishapur, it's described how he broke down all these different fortifications that Naraka had. And there was also one great demon named Mura who came with a trident and tried to attack Garuda. And Garuda was not at all fazed by that. Because Garuda is the carrier of Lord Vishnu. He's not an ordinary living entity, just like Sobhari Muni. He tried to curse Garuda, and had a big offense. He had to fall down. So Garuda, just like anyway, Govardhan Hill, we also have this story as there, Govardhan Hill. Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, they can't be cursed. It's not, sometimes for some time, pastime, benefit of some pastime, they can accept some. Lord Chaitanya was also cursed like that time. One Brahmin cursed Lord Chaitanya because he wasn't able to go into the kirtans at the house of Srivas Thakur. One Brahmin cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "You will never enjoy any material happiness." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Hari Bol." And that actually, the benediction is given there by Krishna Das Kaviraj that anyone who hears this about this curse, he will never be affected by that. By the Brahmin's curses. So Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, they're always beyond, transcendental. Of course, to offend a devotee, that is a different thing. Just like Narakasura, he engaged in those atrocities against devotees, and for that reason, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in the form of Vraha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I cannot tolerate the oppression of my devotees. I kill the oppressor, even if he is my own son." So that is other consideration. One has to be very careful not to offend the devotees. Even example is there of Mother Sachi that Lord Chaitanya was giving Krishna prema to everyone, and the devotees said, "What about Mother Sachi? We have to bring her to get Krishna prema from you." And Lord Chaitanya said, "I can't give this Krishna prema to Mother Sachi. She's offended at Dvaita Prabhu." And all the devotees, "What? What is that? I haven't ever heard such a thing." She called him Dvaita. Dvaita means one, and Dvaita means two. He's acting differently. This is all pastime, of course. Not be misunderstood. That Dvaita Prabhu, Mother Sachi, kind of suspected that Dvaita Prabhu was responsible for preaching to her older son, Vishwarup, to take sannyas. And she was so much afraid that Nimai, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would also take sannyas. So she's this way. She has some little bit distrust. Again, this transcendental pastime. She thought that he was responsible for him taking sannyas, so she wasn't very happy about that. So in this way, the devotees brought Dvaita Prabhu there to the spot, and they told that Mother Sachi has offended you. She said, "What? No, he can't do this, he can't." And then as soon as they brought Mother Sachi to get Dvaita Prabhu's forgiveness, and immediately when Mother Sachi came there, Dvaita Prabhu heard that she's offended you. He fell down unconscious, and then this way Mother Sachi had the opportunity to take the dust from his feet and get Krishna prema in this way, by getting, because one has to get the mercy of the devotee. If he offends a devotee, he has to get the mercy. Krishna is very kind. She's called Artha Bandhu, friend of the distressed. Gopal Chapala, he offended Srivas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later he saw him, and Gopal Chapala said, "Oh, please help me. I'm suffering from leprosy because of this offense." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can't help you. I can't do anything for you. Only you can take shelter of Srivas Thakur." Said that the example is given that if you step on a thorn, with your foot. You can't take it out from your shoulder. You have to take it out from the same place where it went in. So he told, I can give you instructions. Just that example is Ambarish Maharaj, same thing. So I can give you instructions, but you have to go back to the personality who you offended, and then you can get forgiveness. So actually, I was going to speak something also. Yesterday was a very special day in Vrindavan. They celebrated Bahulashtami. I don't know if that was anything announced also. Bahulashtami is the appearance day of Radha Kund. And the name Bahula means the name comes after one cow. Ashtami means the eighth day of the moon, just like Wednesday is Ekadashi, the 11th day of the moon. So yesterday was Ashtami, the 8th day of the moon. And Bahula, it refers to one cow who was there in the area of Vrindavan. And she had given birth to one calf. And she was going to drink some water from a pond there. And one tiger or lion, both descriptions are there. Some tiger or lion came and was about to kill this cow. And the cow said, no, wait, just I have to feed my calf. She's waiting for me and I have to feed her. I'll come right back then. She said, I'll come right back and then you can eat me if you want. So we'll just say, I think the lion, we'll say, I don't know. So he gave permission, the lion gave permission, okay, you can go feed your calf and come back. And so the cow went to the calf and she was crying and the calf said, no, what's wrong? He said, the lion has caught me and I have to go back and let him eat me. But I just came and gave you milk one last time. And the calf started crying and said, no, I'll go in your place. And the cowherd came there, said, they found out what happened and they said, no, I'll go because you're my mother. So in this way, they all three went and the lion came and saw, oh, what is this? I said, all right. So he gave him excuse and Krishna came there and accepted that this cow is so truthful that he came back and fulfilled his promise of coming back to be eaten by the lion. And so that was the name, Bahulashtami. And the appearance day of Radha Kund, because Radha Kund is part of this forest of Bahulavan, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Radha Kund is the most sacred place for our Gaudiya Sampradaya. That was formed when, after Krishna killed this Aristasura demon, he was wanted to engage in pastimes with his gopi cowherd girlfriends, and they didn't want him have any association with him. He said, you killed this demon, this cow, Arista. Even though he was a demon, he was still a cow, so we can't associate with you now. So I said, no. He said, what should I do then? He said, if you have to take bath in all the holy places of all the holy waters of the world, then we can have your association. So Krishna, he said, all right, no problem. So he just hit his foot into the ground, make it an impression, and he called all the holy places to come there. All the sacred rivers, the Ganges, the Jamuna, the Saraswati, the Godavari, they all introduced themselves as they came and entered into this kund that Krishna created. And Radharani, she wanted to have her own kund like that. So she had her girlfriends, the Sakis, they dug one kund just next door. And they wanted to bring water from the Manasi Ganga, which is near there. Holy place. And the sacred rivers that were in Krishna's kund, they said they only wanted to go into Radharani's kund. So Radharani said, no, you can't come. This is, you're contaminated because Krishna's sin has been washed into you? And he said, no. So they had some back and forth, and they finally agreed, okay, you can come. Krishna gave them permission. So the holy waters, there's connection between this Radha Kund, Shama Kund. So that took place, finished up at midnight. So the devotees in Vrindavan, they go to take bath, Aholashtami, at midnight in Radha Kund, Shama Kund. Of course, yeah, that's a big subject, Radha Kund, Shama Kund snan. That's in the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami. Said we first have to learn how to follow the, that's the imitation that is going on. Everyone wants to go to Radha Kund. And Srila Prabhupada said, first they have to learn the first verse, controlling the urges of the mind, belly, tongue, and genitals, the speech. All right, anyway. First verse of a Nectar of Instruction, they want to go to the end. All right. I missed anything or somebody, some questions? Trevor Crump, yeah. They did not what?
They did not have any kind of intimacy with Narada Sura. But just because they were kidnapped by him and they lived in his prison or whatever, the tradition is that they would not be married by anyone. No one would accept them.
Yeah.
So Lord Krishna accepted them to clear their, you know, and to satisfy their desire, because they also had a desire to marry Lord Krishna. Yeah. Another quick point was Narakasura had a son called Bhagadatta.
What was his name?
Bhagadatta.
Bhagadatta?
Yeah.
Bhagadatta.
Yeah. He was very powerful, this guy. He had an army of elephants that they said came from the or they were related to Airavata. So in the Mahabharata, he took those elephants and he joined Duryodhana. And Bhima really had a hard time in vanquishing those elephants and Bhagadatta.
That Bhagadatta was the son of Somadatta, or Somadatta was the son of Bhagadatta.
Was it, or Narakasura?
I don't know. Yeah, he was a powerful warrior on the side of the Kauravas.
Yeah, I think we're related. But yeah, Bhagadatta was also from Prajyotishapur.
Okay.
He had a...
So he okay.
Sorry.
So
huh? Yes, you know? All right. 20. Oh, forgotten.
I have several questions. Where were you reading from about the birth of Narakasura?
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was reading from, the only one book I was reading from was the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Oh, okay.
About how even if my own son oppresses my devotees, I'll kill him. Yeah. Yeah, that was Chaitanya Bhagavat, third chapter of Madhya Lila. But you can't.
Also, in the first verse we read today, Narakasura tried to grasp the whole sky. What does that mean?
I don't know that.
And for that, Krishna killed him?
Yeah.
You don't know. Okay.
He had fortifications. It's described as fortifications. He had all the different elements were part of his fortifications. Krishna has some notes that he smashed some of his fortifications with his club, and he had his 60,000 booby traps with different weapons that Krishna smashed with his arrows.
And he had moats.
And moats, yeah, and he filled in the moats with the earth ramparts like that.
Electric wire.
What?
Electric wire.
Yeah, electric wires, yeah.
Also, how in the world did he get away with kidnapping 16,000 princesses? Who was the ruler?
He was super powerful. Nobody could have defeated him.
He had a trident I didn't read that he defeated Indra, but Trivikram may have said something like that. But he had a trident that was stronger than the Bhudra, the weapon of Lord Indra.
He defeated all the demigods.
He defeated all the demigods? That's in the Krishna book, what?
I read that. I read Krishna book.
Okay.
There's so much story about it.
And how is it, here he has 16,000 beautiful young princesses, and there was no intimacy? Where'd that come from?
Well, what happened, I think there's some course or something that he couldn't really touch.
There was one description, I think, in Gopal Champu that Narad Muni, he said that this is a good day to, because they wanted to have marriage, and he had at least that much training that he wasn't going to have intimacy without marriage. So Narad Muni said this, just a couple more days, this would be an auspicious day. It's not, so he knew when to time it, Narad Muni. So a few days after Lord Krishna was supposed to come.
Oh.
Because he knew that, Narad Muni knows all these different.
So he was accumulating that many potential wives. Oh my God.
Well,
these
pastimes of the Lord are not ordinary pastimes.
Yeah. Just he was stashing the queens like an insect.
Yeah.
That is with its kill. They pile up their dead bugs in a hole. That's the thing.
Bringa.
Bringa.
That same like Vyomasura kept the cowherd boys in the caves. That place is there at Kamyavan. The cave is still there. You can visit, and they were playing. What is it? The sheep and the thieves, and then the police were there. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Grantar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.